Overshadowed by the crisis in Georgia and the Olympics, it's been what's going on in the Philippines this week. Violence erupted between government forces and a militant Islamic group in the southern province of North Cotabato following a Supreme Court ruling which has blocked plans for the militants to expand their territory. Well, the government says militants refused to leave the province and they ordered airstrikes, leaving 160,000 people with nowhere to go. Today, it appears calmer there. For the latest, we turn to the BBC's Michael Barker. Thanks for being with us, Michael. Can you explain what's happening today?
Well, the fighting's ceased, and we've had most of the people who fled the area where the conflict was going on return home. Although I do understand from the World Food Program, there's still about 16,000 families, in fact, who are continue to be afraid of actually returning to their homes. So they're still in evacuation shelters. But certainly the large numbers, estimated as high as 160,000 civilians, most have returned home, and some degree of calm has returned to the area.
And how would you describe the militant group that rules? Do they rule? Do they have autonomy in this southern province?
Well, that's what they're seeking. That's basically the crux of this whole issue in Mindanao in the southern Philippines. There's a desire by the separatist group known as the Moro Islamic Liberation Front. They've been waging a struggle for almost 40 years now for a separate state. They believe they were very close with this draft agreement that was struck between negotiators of their group and that of the government. This was agreed a few weeks ago. A spanner was thrown in the works when the Supreme Court here prevented a formal signing. The essence of this group is that claim that historically the Bangsamoro Samoro people, who are primarily Muslim, have claim to this part of the country. They've had that their land and their resources stripped away down hundreds of years of colonization by the Spanish and then the Americans. And they are continuing to this day to try and establish a degree of a state that would be largely autonomous, give them control of their resources, essentially allow them to set up a federal-type state. Government, many politicians are very much against it. They claim it's in breach of the Constitution and would create an independent state within a state.
Finally, what's the next step here? Do you know, quickly?
As we speak, there've been hearings in the Supreme Court today to determine whether or not this original order is going to continue, which is freezing the deal, or whether they will hear arguments and lift that order. My understanding is that at the moment, the freeze order on this agreement being formally signed is still in place. There will be further hearings.
So the next step is further hearings. Thank you, Michael Barker.
Yes.
Michael Barker, BBC correspondent, coming to us from Manila.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.